And lots of things, exciting things, happening in the development space around the Hunter. And Raymond Terrace could be in for, well, something very exciting as well, with new owners taking over an historic building. On the riverfront, to talk about it a little bit more, is the new owner of the Richardson and Scully building. And it's good morning, Warren Lawrence. What has prompted you to purchase this particular space?
It's been a bucket list wish of my wife and I's for many years. And when the Masonic Hall got sold, that was one that we were looking for many years ago. It prompted us to have another look in King Street, and we come up with this building, approached the council, and they sold it to us.
Well, it seems like everything's fallen in line for you on this, Warren. Now, you've obviously got some big plans for the space. Can you tell us what you would like to see there?
To keep the historic site there, we'd like to turn it into a restaurant function centre. It's got the two marriage trees out the front, which will sort of blend in well with it. It's got beautiful river frontage, which is underutilised. It'd be nice to actually have a restaurant function centre on the river.
Well, we know that a lot of waterfront dining is very in vogue at the moment. Of course, a lot of things on Honeysuckle, and even in Maitland, it's on the move there. And around the lake, we've got places like Toronto. This certainly may be the thing that kickstarts Raymond Terrace, so not a bad idea.
That's a good idea. I mean, Jake and Ingrid have done great with the coffee shop across the road, or a chocolate shop. They've got a lot of great ideas for movie nights and markets like they used to be back there. Back in its heyday. They've done a really good job.
Well, it seems... it seems like everything's working out for you, Warren, with this now, because you've got council inside the buildings there. When do we anticipate the new development may be complete? When can we look forward to opening night, perhaps?
Probably a couple of years away yet. I mean, we've just got everything. We're consulting with Barney Collins at EJE Heritage in Newcastle. And once we get everything through the council, we're probably about 2 years.
Okay, so a little bit away, and it looks like you've got a lot of work to do yet. So
yes, a lot of work, a lot of work. I mean, there was 6 cubic metres of pigeon poo.
Oh, dear.
We actually got out of the building to start with. But the Heritage Mob's been really good with us. The Historical Society and the Terrace have been unbelievable. They've given us a lot of photos and been a great help. I just honestly can't believe that the amount of enthusiasm around after the story in the paper, the amount of positive feedback that we've got, with people can't wait for it to happen.
Well, there has been some positive feedback, Warren. I know you'll get the job done working with the Heritage guys as well, and we look forward to the next couple of years, because you've got a lot of hard work to do, and yes, it is my ute, and no, you can't borrow it.
Yes. No worries.
Thank you, Warren. We look forward to them all on opening night. That's Warren Jeffrey, new owner of that site. Warren Lawrence, rather, that new site in King Street at Raymond Terrace.